time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It looks like we could maybe, just maybe, squeeze a little rain out of these clouds here sometime today.
Yeah, maybe we'll a see. Little bit.
Yeah, we're not in the we're not directly in the line of fire. The system, if you want to call it that, right now that's moving through is actually a little further south into the far corner, and that's moving in that direction more, too, coming through Nebraska into the far corner of southwest Iowa. You know, if you just look at the static radar picture, you kind of think, oh, great, you know, if it comes straight east, we're golden. It's not coming straight east. It's moving to the southeast at a pretty good diagonal clip. So if we get anything here in the immediate Atlantic area, it probably won't be very much, unless something else pops up, a little cell here and there, but otherwise, folks to the south of us, well, they could stand to get a little bit of rain. We'll see today. Otherwise, though, it looks like it's going to cool a little bit anyway. We're not going to see temperatures in the 90s for the next, well, it looks like about the next week,
yeah,
thereabouts.
Yep.
So it might be a little bit more comfortable outside, too. We'll see. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at W&S Suppliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got 3 used electric ranges, 1 front-load washer, practically new. Got a stack washer-dryer combination that's older but works great. 3 used cooktops, 2 used cooktops, 1 gas and 1 electric. 3 used built-in dishwashers, a couple of used range hoods, both in very good condition. Got a used Maytag drying center. You can tumble dry and air dry all at the same time. Got a used electronic air cleaner. 3 used side-by-side refrigerators, all in very good condition. Got a used air conditioner, fully guaranteed, only about 1 year old. Used 20 cubic foot upright freezer, works good. And a used small refrigerator works good, and 2 used automatic washers. Got new gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding on display, a full line of built-in cooking appliances available in special order, like built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Also, some room air conditioners in several sizes. Jim?
Bet those are hot items. Well, I guess that was a bad thing to say, wasn't it? Air conditioners are hot items. They're actually cool items. Hey, we're getting through the county fair season here around the area. Last week, over the weekend and late last week, we spent some time in Greenfield and Red Oak and also over in Avoca at the county fairs there, and Audubon and Cass County now start to take center stage here later on this week with a whole slew of events as they get things going here yet in just a day or two. The Audubon County Fair this year has a real big slate of events going on all throughout the day, each of the days. They're really going to get started tomorrow with some activities going on. They'll have some early judging going on at some of the exhibits and things. There's a food sale. They'll have some kids games and things. The pet show for Clover Kids and the Clover Kids Showcase. The 4-H Pet and Dog Show will be held tomorrow. So a lot of things getting started here real quick with the Audubon County Fair. They're going to continue on, too, into Thursday. Lots of activities will be going on all throughout the day, including some different things that folks might be having some fun with. You know, in addition to just some of the judging events and things, they always try to schedule a lot of other things around that, too. Like Farm Bureau sponsoring a meal in the Hoop Building on Thursday. They'll have some ice cream there as well. There'll be a 4-H garden plot judging. There'll be a children's theater presentation at 6 o'clock in the grandstand, and then the Queen Contest at 7 o'clock on Thursday, July the 25th at the Audubon County Fair. Then things really pick up over the weekend with lots of activities. Friday, they'll have the 4-H and FFA Sheep and Goat Show. They'll also have the 4-H Rabbit and the Open Rabbit Show going on. The 4-H and FFA Horse Show will be going on, too, as far as the livestock judging. Some other activities include the Fashion Designer Showcase, the Decorator Showcase. They'll also have the Livestock Judging Contest, the Pride of Iowa Judging. There's a cookout contest as well, an Ag Olympics, and some other activities and things going on, too, on Friday. Get around to Saturday, and things really kind of get started with a lot of the livestock activities. There's the 4-H and FFA Swine Show that gets underway earlier in the morning. They'll have a biscuits and gravy breakfast there as well. There's a baby contest, big wheel races. They'll have the 4-H poultry and open poultry shows. They'll also have a lot of other activities going on with the animals as well, including the 4-H Horse Fun Show. There's the 4-H and FFA Feeder Calf Show, the Breeding Beef Show, the Open Class Dairy Show. Also in the open classes, the Breeding Heifer, Feeder Calf, and Market Beef Shows. They'll have an animal show in the Hoop Building, a pork feed going on that evening. They'll have a cowboy obstacle course, which might be kind of fun to see. Maybe not participate in at our advancing age, right? There's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Also, there'll be an a cappella group, Home Free, singing as well. On Sunday, they have more activities going on. There's a tractor drive, kind of getting the day started. There's the Open Class Horse Show. They'll have the Clover Kids Bucket Bottle Show. There's also a list of 4-H and FFA shows going on, including the Pen of Three, the Bucket Bottle Show, the Market Heifer Show, Market Steer Show, the Supreme Market Animal, the Showmanship, all that kind of stuff will be going on. There's a beef feed at the show barn. They'll have bingo available there, too, for folks to enjoy, a pie contest, an old-timers band. They'll have their 4-H recognition, all that leading up to the figure eight races on Sunday night at the grandstand. And then also Monday they'll have a nice biscuits and gravy breakfast followed by the livestock sale at the Audubon County Fair, all that coming up here in the next few days. Cass County Fair also getting ready to get going here this week as well, and we'll be broadcasting live both from the Audubon and Cass County Fairs throughout the latter part of this week into over the weekend. And Thursday, really, a lot of things get going on. Tomorrow's preparation day at the Cass County Fair, but they're going to start with a lot of things going on really into the weekend. Thursday night, the Blue Tones will be performing at 7 o'clock to kind of get folks going, and then the King and Queen Contest will be held starting at 8 o'clock. Senior recognition is also a part of that show. Then on Friday, among the judging that will be going on, it'll be the Rabbit Show, the Horse Show, the Livestock Judging Contest. All will be held at different points through the day. And also Friday night, the featured entertainment will be the Bull Ride. Everyone gets so excited about each and every year, so they'll have that big event going on at the fair. Saturday, they'll have the Sheep Show and the Pet Show getting started earlier in the morning. The Skid Loader Rodeo will continue throughout the weekend. The Feeder Calf Show will be held. And then they're going to have some country music performances coming up on Saturday night. At 7 o'clock, Danica Ports will hit the stage, and then the group Iron Horse will hit the stage at 8 o'clock, as they'll be performing a lot of country music favorites on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, the Swine Show will be held. That'll be kind of one of the featured livestock judging events going on. They'll have a thrashing and the antique equipment show also on Sunday. They'll go on starting at 11 o'clock. You may have noticed they planted an oat field to the east of the horse ring this year, and they've been working with that, and they're going to have some fun with that. For some folks, it might be kind of a step back into their past. For some folks, especially the young kids, it might be a chance to see how maybe Grandpa and Grandma took care of the farm, too. They're going to see kind of a demonstration there. Also, there's a decorator showcase on Sunday, the poultry show, the dog show, the horse fun show, and then at that evening will be the tractor pull, and that will be the featured entertainment on the night. On Monday, the beef show is going to take center stage in the livestock judging ring. There's the Best of Iowa, the Dairy and Dairy Goat Show, the Meat Goat Show. The Parade of Champions will be held in the outdoor arena that evening, followed by the Grand Champion Beef Selection, and then the Skid Loader Rodeo Finals will feature at 8 o'clock that night. And then on Tuesday, next Tuesday, July 30th, a week from today, they'll have the livestock sale getting underway at 8 o'clock to finish up the activities at the fair. And again, we'll be broadcasting live from the Audubon County Fair. We'll have segments where we can visit with some of the youngsters during the latter part of this week, and then we'll be live at the Cass County Fair at our booth between the two commercial buildings, so stop on out and see us. We'll be out there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 1 to 7. We'll be broadcasting live from the fair, so we hope you stop by and see us as well. Always a lot of fun to get out, and with any luck, the weather might actually be a little more conducive to some outdoor activities. You don't want to go to the fair and melt, do you? It's not so much fun. No. Turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. We do deliver, install, and haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Good discounts if you choose to pick the water heater up, take it home, and do that installing job yourselves. Lots of washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity, in top load and front load. Got some washers up to 5 cubic foot in size. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Also carry stack units if you have limited space. Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a full 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Dishwashers built-in and convertible portable. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got the convertible portable also available, and we do have some stack units. And, of course, we got discounts on all of those. Stop and see us at W&S. Pots on, Jim.
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that a lot. Again, hope you enjoy whatever activities you plan to attend here at your local county fairs. Hope you've been having fun with that and continue to have some fun with that here as we continue to work our way through the, I guess, the tail end of summer. It's getting here quicker than we know it. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.